and we return. It's High School Football Weekly, Level 3 of the WIAA Football Playoffs, along with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hull. And Travis, let's get into the rest of the field there in Division 1. We talked to Kimberly and Eau Claire Memorial before the break with Memorial head coach Paul Kling. But let's take a look at the other side of that bracket there. Fond du Lac and Marquette. And, you know, Fond du Lac, a team that lost the last week of the season. Marquette was to the semifinals last year. One of, I guess, all these games have real intrigue going into a Level 3.
Yeah, they do. This one especially, I think, is an interesting contrast of styles. Fond du Lac likes to run the football with Justin Marotic and Quinn Wolfel, who had a big game running the football last week as well. Marquette is a spread you out, throw it all over the place type of team, and they've had some very good quarterbacks over the years and do once again with Jack Dwyer. They ran into a very good team last year in those semifinals, and the passing game didn't work out too well. But we'll see if they can continue this year. Now, they've played Milwaukee City Schools these first two games, and so it's hard to get a read exactly where they are at, but they have looked very good. And so, again, it's going to be an interesting contrast of styles there. Oconomowoc and Arrowhead, as we go to the other side of the bracket, two teams that are very close in proximity. I mean, they're starting to be very similar in a lot of ways, and a lot of people think they should be in the same conference moving forward, but they haven't played very much. They've only played a couple times in their history. And, of course, Arrowhead is the U. Everybody expects them to be in Madison every year. They've been there the last 3 years. Oconomowoc is undefeated. Been challenged in these playoffs so far against a couple Big Eight schools, Madison East and Madison Memorial. But Arrowhead's coming off a very impressive 41-0 win over Sun Prairie. And we'll see if Arrowhead can keep marching on. But it's not going to be easy against the undefeated Raccoons. Southeast part of the state, the Southeast bracket, I think, presents the best game in the entire state in Level 3 of the high school football playoffs, Franklin and Muskego. I've said all year, I think Franklin has what it takes to dethrone Kimberly and Arrowhead's dominance in Division 1. Now, Muskego has already proven that they can do it. They beat Arrowhead in Week 9 of the regular season. And these two teams are setting up for a very interesting showdown here. Franklin's pretty varied offensively. A lot of skill position kids that can do a lot of good things. They'll throw the ball a little bit with Ben Wachter and also bring in a sophomore, Max Alba. Muskego is run the football. And they've got a lot of guys that can do it. Rotate five or six different guys running the football. I think both of them are state title caliber teams. And we're going to get a good one here in Level 3. Again, I think the best Level 3 game in the entire state.
Travis, on to Division 2, and we looked a little bit at it before, at least mentioned these two teams, Menominee and Chippewa Falls, out of that Big Rivers Conference. They get to meet again. The winner there take on the winner of Brookfield East and Homestead. Brookfield East, an overtime win over the top seed in that group, Brookfield Central.
We've talked about how strong and deep and good these two groupings are all season, and really you know, it's bearing it out. Brookfield East was a 5 seed, even though they only had one loss all year. It was a close loss to Brookfield Central, and they avenged that loss last week in overtime, 34-31, and now they get a very good Homestead team. Of course, Chippewa Falls and Menominee met during the regular season, and Chippewa Falls experienced its only loss in that game, 26-19, as Mason Stocky had, not surprisingly, a very big day. And so, you know, a couple interesting matchups there. The other side of the bracket in D2, Badger and Wanakee. I mean, a lot of people are thinking that this Wanakee team is, you know, back to the level of Wanakee that we've come to expect over the years. And they've looked like it during the playoffs, including an impressive win over DeForest last week. Badger just hammers at you with their option offense, and it's going to be a challenge for Wanakee to keep that in check. Waukesha West and Waterford, they just can't get away from each other. This is the 4th straight year that they meet in the playoffs. Waukesha West has won the last 3, but Waterford's playing pretty well here late in the season. But Waukesha West has been dominating. They haven't allowed a point this year in the playoffs in their 2 playoff games, and they've scored over 100. So they're looking pretty good, but some pretty good matchups in D2, which, as we've talked about many times, is perhaps as deep or even deeper than Division 1.
Well, Travis, for Division 3, we mentioned New Richmond, one of the big upsets, knocking off Rice Lake earlier. They get Medford. Medford took out Mosinee last week in Level 2. Xavier and Notre Dame, and if you like teams that throw the football and points in games that go to 11:30, this would be one to check out.
Yeah, Xavier, they've been able to take care of business all year against that Bay Conference schedule that they went through. You thought maybe Luxembourg Casco could give them some problems last week. Not so much, 46-3, but this will be a very good game. A couple of the, of course, Catholic school powers up in the northeast part of the state. Other side of the bracket, Mount Hora, Barneveld, and Reedsburg, they've played a number of times over the years, conference opponents in the Badger North. Reedsburg won earlier this year 30-16. Pretty well kept in check, Max Myler, the outstanding quarterback from Mount Hora, Barneveld, but he's been outstanding during the playoffs. And then Kewaskum and Catholic Memorial down on the bottom part. Kewaskum's undefeated, but Catholic Memorial comes out of a very difficult Classic 8 conference that I think prepares them well for this matchup against Kewaskum.
Yeah, it should be some fun games in D3. Travis, let's roll through D4 real quickly here. And Freedom Wrightstown, I know in my neck of the woods here in northeast Wisconsin, big-time game. They moved this one to Appleton North. I know Freedom had some issues with the field, but that should be a pretty ruckus setting with those two teams' conference rivals.
Conference rivals, they played earlier this year, which is the theme in Division 4. Every quarterfinal game, in Division 4 is a rematch from a regular season game. Freedom won the regular season game against Wrightstown the first time around. That was a low-scoring affair in the driving rain earlier this season. Osceola beat St. Croix Central earlier. Those two teams will match up. Winneconne went down to Omro earlier this season, but Winneconne took down top-seeded Berlin last week. And we've seen them make a Cinderella run just a couple years ago when they finished 4-5, but went all the way for a state title. And then in the other game in Division 4, Lodi and Columbus. Lodi took care of business pretty well against Columbus the first time around, 37-7 in Week 9. They're up 37-0, in fact, before Columbus got on the board. So if you're looking for rematches and some games that should be pretty interesting with some familiar faces, Division 4 is where it's at.
Division 5, 6, and 7 when we return with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hull getting ready for Level 3. It's High School Football Weekly.
They are role models and educators. Their work requires a great deal of time and energy for very little pay. Who are these unsung heroes?
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
The simple truth about education-based athletics in Wisconsin is this. Without a committed team of coaches and administrators, it just wouldn't be possible. School sports, they bring out the best in all of us. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Wisports.net is your home for high school sports in the state of Wisconsin, with news, data, and information you won't find anywhere else. Whether you're a casual fan looking for basic information like scores, rosters, stats, and schedules, or you want to go more in-depth with expert analysis, recruiting news, and preview information, we've got you covered. You can also find state rankings, historical information, and past season data going back more than 10 years. Wisports.net, your number one source for high school sports in Wisconsin.
And back one final time as we inch closer to kickoff of Level 3 of the high school football playoffs with Travis Wilson of Wisports.net. I'm Justin Hull. And Travis, going through these games tonight here and Saturday, division by division, that takes us to Division 5 right now.
And of course, the big story in D5 is the top-seeded teams that have been pretty dominant this year, Arcadia, Amherst, and Spencer Columbus Catholic. However, at the bottom part of the bracket, Shoreland Lutheran beat Cedar Grove Belgium last week 21-14. Shoreland is a 5 seed. They'll take on Marshall this week. The most interesting game, I think, is probably Arcadia and Stanley Boyd. Stanley Boyd has not allowed a point this postseason yet. They've been to the state finals in recent years. They know what it takes. And I think it's going to be a tougher test for Arcadia than maybe what some people are imagining. As we look to Division 6, some really interesting games here. In the northwest part of the state, you have a rematch between Unity and Grantsburg. Unity got a nice win over Abbotsford last week, 25-21, and then Grantsburg shut out Regis, which was surprising to a lot of people, 17-0. Grantsburg's undefeated. They beat Unity earlier this year. In the bottom part of that bracket, Edgar and St. Mary Springs. How about this coaching matchup? Bob Hyland of Springs is the winningest coach in state football history. Jerry Sins of Edgar is number 2 on the coaching wins list. So you know they're going to have their teams well prepared. They've met in the postseason a couple times, and this is really going to be one of the marquee matchups in the entire state, not only in Division 6. Melrose Mindoro and Pecatonica Argyle, that game's actually going to be played on Saturday due to the distance involved in that one. Peck Argyle's been playing pretty well. They're undefeated out of the Six Rivers Conference. Darlington looking to march on. They're undefeated. They'll take on really one of the big Cinderella teams left in the playoffs, Cambridge. Cambridge was a 7 seed, had some struggles during the regular season, but got it straightened out here in the postseason, have nice wins over Cuba City, and then overtime last week against Lake Country Lutheran. And that's not going to be an easy game for Darlington by any means. In Division 7, how about this? All 8 teams remaining in Division 7 are undefeated. I don't think we have ever seen that in the high school football playoffs. There were 9 teams undefeated coming in, and now we're down to 8. Very impressive to have that many undefeated teams left, and it sets up some great, great games. Pepin Alma against Spring Valley, Almond Bancroft against Coleman. Then you have Bangor and Ithaca on the other side. That one, a couple run-heavy teams over there. And Cambria-Friesland and Catholic Central down in the lower part of the bracket. Catholic Central wasn't too happy that Cambria got the one seed there, and they'll have to go on the road. And this could be a little bit of a revenge opportunity for the Hilltoppers.
Yeah, so many great games tonight and a few sprinkled in tomorrow. Level 3, the intensity keeps picking up with each and every week. Travis, looking forward to do it again next week and breaking down those semifinal games.
All right, sounds good.
He's Travis Wilson of WisSports.net. I'm Justin Ull. Thanks for joining us. Another edition of the books. This is High School Football Week.
Let's talk about the X's and O's of family entertainment. Every parent in Wisconsin knows the importance of being able to draw up an activity that'll get you out of the house for a couple of hours. But it needs to be affordable. It needs to be family-friendly. Above all, it needs to be fun. Now, let's talk about high school sports. Bang for your buck, school sports provide the perfect game plan for your family. You'll enjoy all of the drama and excitement competitive sports offer. You'll be supporting the future leaders of our community in a meaningful way. Best of all, you can take the entire family without breaking the bank. Heck, you won't even dent it. Now, enough chalk talk. Let's get out there and see what's playing at the high school in your community. School sports. Good for our kids, good for our community. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.